This episode is brought to you by LashBoss Summit. LashBoss Summit is 2 full days of education in Austin, Texas on April 26th and 27th. The lineup is incredible. There are so many talented and genuine people on stage, so you're going to walk away with a ton of lash artistry and business strategy after that weekend. Not only that, there is built-in networking opportunities so that you can make new friends and connections while you're here. Your ticket also includes breakfast and lunch on both days, and all of this could be under $500 if you use code LASHBOSSRADIO. LashBoss Summit is regarded as being incredibly impactful but not overwhelming in the sense of it was designed to reduce anxiety and just be very warm and welcoming and just deliver a ton of value. The lineup, agenda, and tickets can all be found on lashbosssummit.com. I'd really like to see you there. I promise you it will be more than worth it. Enjoy this episode, and I hope to see you in April. Hey everyone, welcome back to LashBoss Radio. I'm Shelby, your host, and today I'm going to talk to you guys about LashBoss Summit and LashBoss Retreats. Both of these things I feel like I've talked about some in these episodes, but I feel like it's been a while where I've actually sat down and talked about the inspiration behind it, how each one might benefit you, and just some deeper details than just kind of a brief overview. So I first want to talk about LashBoss Summit because that is coming up very soon, April 26th and 27th in Austin, Texas. This is the second year that it's in person. I did do 2 of these conferences online during the pandemic, but it was such a great experience last year getting to have everyone come together in person and get to design this experience for people. I love, as you know, if you're a listener, I really love designing customers' experiences via the salon or the school that I have. And so getting to create like a weekend of education, connection, and all of that was just really fulfilling to me. So I'm very excited to be doing it for the second year because I want to kind of solidify just this is what LashBoss Summit is about. Last year, I sent out surveys and also just asked people what they thought about it. And there was so much feedback about the speakers feeling accessible and everyone just being in a really good mood and no one feeling like they're too good for anyone or too good to talk to you. The speakers actually stayed and attended the conference too. So that was nice. There was also just a lot of one-off conversations happening when the presentations weren't going on. And I could see lots of connections being made and like lots of heartwarming and touching conversations being had. There was tears at LashBoss Summit, I remember, and I met some really amazing people during the weekend. I myself had a ton of time to just talk to everyone and connect with everyone. And it was one of my favorite weekends all year. And I just think that a lot of people shared the same sentiment, that it was very inviting and welcoming, but incredibly impactful too. It wasn't just like a social event and it wasn't just an educational event. It was a little of both. Austin is very known for its bar scene. So we did a mini bar hop after the first night. And that was so fun, just getting to see people let loose and a little in a different element, I guess. So we're bringing that back this year and doing another bar hop too. And also, I've put in cocktail hours for networking directly after the last presentation. So find that speaker that you wanted to, you know, hear more from and ask them questions, because that's your chance to go up and introduce yourself and ask them something a little more personalized to your own business. So I'm so excited, and it's coming up so soon. We do still have tickets available, and I really, really just hope that my listeners come out for this. I feel like if you enjoy the show, you're going to enjoy the event, and it's very affordable. Last year was actually more expensive than it is this year. I dropped it by a few $100s because there's just more people coming this year, so that was made possible. last year we didn't have as many people there, so it was just a little bit harder with the prices of like hotel and all that. But this year it's possible to have more people come, drop the price a little bit, and so it makes it a little bit more affordable for you. And there's also payment plans if you're interested in that as well. So I think what I'm most excited about is just seeing some of the new speakers that are there. I didn't bring back a ton of people from last year. And even if they did speak last year, they're speaking on a completely different thing. For example, Tress Larson, she spoke on artistry last year, and this time she's speaking on business. And some people who were there speaking on business are now speaking on artistry. So it's just a really good mix of both artistry and technique and business strategy, because I think we need both of those things. I also have it laid out in a way where I guess I feel like I'm super aware of my own attention span whenever I'm at any educational event, whether that's a class or conference. And so it's meant to keep you engaged and not feel like you're running out of energy. And you're I guess attention span and how much you can consume in one day, I feel like you can tap that out a little bit unless it's like designed to be the opposite. So it's all laid out in a way where it's very not just digestible, but also you'll retain that information. Also, food is included. So breakfast and lunch on both days are included. And I also feel like this is something that reduces anxiety a little bit, because sometimes when you're at an event where, let's say it's a massive event, obviously they can't feed everyone, and that makes sense. But I feel like that's also like, what am I going to do for breakfast, or what am I going to do for lunch? Do I have enough time to eat in this break? Where am I going to go? And now it's like full because everyone else is trying to go to that place. So it's just something to like, something more to add to the plate. And so taking care of that for everyone also, I feel like, makes the event a little bit more smooth. Another thing about Lash Boss Summit that's pretty unique is that there's one main classroom. So everyone is experiencing the same thing at the same time. Of course, you can like step out if you need to, but I don't think you're going to want to when you see the topics. And when you realize the pace of the event is very, like, you won't notice that you've spent all day learning because of the way that it's lined up, and also because of all of the breaks involved. But not having to figure out for yourself what your day is going to look like makes it a little easy on your system too, because we're all just in the same room and experiencing the summit together. I think that's why people also feel very connected when they're at summit. I love a good heartwarming, feel good experience. And so that's what I tried to do whenever I created Lash Boss Summit. I also want to share some of the things that I feel like could have been better last year, or just like my inner thoughts going into last year versus this year. So last year, I feel like I was worried that, first of all, I was worried the whole time, like, are people going to come? What if they don't like it or something? And I just kept having those like doubts in my mind. It ended up being a really good turnout, and I feel like the feedback on it was just really nice to hear after worrying about it for so long. But leading up to it that morning, I remember I had to keep telling myself, like, the work has already been done. You really just have to like lock in here and be very present, because the last thing that I wanted was to look frazzled or seem stressed or anything like that. And that was like a promise I was trying to give myself, is like just trying to enjoy it as well. Like, try to be in the moment, not freaking out on everyone and everything. And yeah, so that was kind of my main thing last year. This year, I kind of feel a little more secure, and I kind of know what type of event it'll be. And I know that I brought back a lot of the people that were voted as being like their favorite speaker. And I just asked, okay, speak on something completely different because I don't want anyone to repeat a topic. But I would love to have you back because I think a lot of the speakers made the experience better too. And also the host, Jamie. Okay, you probably heard the story already, but I forgot to thank Jamie at the end of the event. Like Jamie Butler from LashBase, sweetest guy ever. We've been friends for, I feel like, several years now. And I was like, he's going to be the perfect host. And he was. He was funny. He just like, I don't know, he just kind of thrived in that role. And I think I kind of knew that going in. And at the very end, I was saying my closing remarks. And I thanked everyone. I thanked the sponsors, the venue, the speakers, the attendees, my team. And I didn't think to thank Jamie. Like, I think I just kind of blacked out up there. Everybody was like clapping, like standing ovation type of vibes. And I'm like, what is going on? And I think that's when I just, my memory like wiped and I had written on my card, like, thank each of these people. And I didn't thank Jamie and I was mortified that I didn't thank him. I ended up inviting him back to host again this year. Because I couldn't imagine it being a different person at this point. I think he did a great job. Why not fix it? Why fix it if it's not broken type of thing? And yeah, so he's coming back. I don't know who will be the host next year, but maybe it'll be him again. Who knows? Anyway, so that was something that I'm like, okay, this year I better not do that again. I better create like better notes for myself. I don't even think whenever I went on stage, actually, like if I ever had to announce something, I had notes and I don't even think I looked at them once. I feel like I get nervous in front of a crowd. And it's funny, like being a podcaster, I don't have that feeling as much, or you might not see it as much because that stuff gets edited out. I can't tell you how much that I mess up on the podcast. And the person that's editing is an angel because I think I probably do it the most out of probably any of their clients because I mess up every interview, I feel like. And so I think I'm just a naturally more anxious person. And it comes out whenever I have to like be on stage or be in front of people, even whenever it's alone on the camera, but it's elevated whenever it's on stage because you can't edit that out. Like they're going to see if you're nervous and I'm aware of that. And I'm like, I already look nervous. They already know this. They're judging me. And yeah, so I think this year I'm going to try and work on my nerves a little bit and, or just kind of realize like everyone probably feels the same and no one's maybe judging me as much as I kind of feel. But yeah, so I'm working on that now and we'll see how I do. But other than that, I feel like I kind of wanted to be super similar to last year, just maybe being a little less hard on myself, nerves wise. And I think the registration process, there's two opportunities for registration. There's like an early registration alongside like a cocktail hour the day before. So the event is a Friday, Saturday. The registration and cocktail hour is Thursday night. And there's also one Friday morning if you get there early Friday, that's fine too. But I feel like the registration was pretty smooth because of the team. My team, the team from Pink Lady Lash, they all came and just completely, they were like, we got this. And they got a lot of compliments too for just being very friendly, of course. And yeah, just kind of like tackling registration really well. So I think registration, how we did it last year was great. And I'm excited to do that again. As far as anything else, the biggest change I think is just adding the cocktail hours directly after the last presentation, because I think that was what I saw was so important to people, like talking, not just sitting and listening all day, but also just getting to talk to people. That is what makes my heart do backflips. And it's just different than when, so I feel like I'm going on a tangent here, but I feel like a lot of you might relate to this. When I'm talking to family or friends and I'm excited about something going on in my career or just lash related, I feel like I talk their ear off. And then there's a part, there's a moment, and maybe you'll feel the same, but there's a moment when I'm like, yeah, you just don't get it. And so it doesn't, it's not as fulfilling as when I am talking to someone in the industry, because you don't have to fill them in on like why you're so excited about working with someone or meeting someone, because they already know who they are versus not knowing who they are. So it's, yeah, it's one of those things where when you're around people in the industry, it's just a good feeling. And I eat that up. I love it so much. And I notice, and I might have already said this before on another episode, but I remember last year, the first or second night we were sitting in the lobby, a lot of the attendees, speakers, et cetera, we were all just kind of sitting. We were all kind of in like sweatpants and stuff. And we were in the lobby until they literally like kicked us out and they were like, y'all need to go somewhere else. But I remember thinking like, I was talking to Tiffany and Rihanna actually for the first time, like really, that was my first time connecting with them. I was also talking a lot with Kayla Smith, Vod Lashes. She works with Lash Reality. And a few other people were there. And I just remember feeling like, I love this so much. I don't want them to feel like they're tired. Like I want them to like stay and talk more. Like I don't want anyone to say in a second, all right, well, I'm going to turn in now, or I'm going to go to bed now. And I just remember thinking that, like, I don't want this to end. And yeah, I don't know, but that's just how I get whenever I'm talking lashes or business. And I couldn't get tired of that. So that's the biggest change, I think, is just more intentional time for that connection to happen between everyone. I saw lots of new friendships from that, like this girl from London and one of my students at the school, they are friends now. And I thought that was cool. And I just saw a lot of my students, like a lot of them came up and gave me a hug and they were like, this is amazing. I had no idea the industry was this cool. So lots of just good feels. And yeah, I can't say how much I loved it, but anyway, if you don't have a ticket already, I really hope that you can come. I really hope that you can come. If you're listening to this right now, please look into it. And there's payment plans, I'm sure. There's a way for you to make it work. And flights to Austin are typically not crazy because it's kind of central to everyone. So check out the agenda and the lineup. See if it's your thing, and I hope that I'll see you there. But also, I do want to talk about Lash Boss Retreats too. So this is another thing that I'm like, okay, I want to create an experience. And I love traveling. Like, I can physically feel like my brain acts differently. I think it happens to everyone, to be honest. I think when you're traveling, you're just saying yes more and you're more open to things like meeting new people or trying new things, trying new food, and just seeing history and just seeing things that you've seen online in person. I love it. And I feel more creative, happier, more inspired, motivated. There's something that goes on when I'm traveling that's like, how can I do more of this? What do I have to do in my business to do more of this? And it gets you thinking like, okay, it also gets you out of the groundhog day. You know, every day feels the same. You do the same thing every day. You see the same clients every 2 weeks. You do your morning and night routine the same. It just feels like we're meant to go see the world. And when you see it and when you go to a place and you fall in love with it, you start feeling like maybe life is a little bit more than buying things and wasting money on Uber Eats and stuff. Maybe I would rather save a little bit to go experience and make memories. So when I was traveling, I had this thought of like, you guys know that I take my team on trips, and we are, you know, juggling the idea of like going on an out of country trip, this would be a little harder because everyone needs their passports and it's just a different thing than traveling state to state, you know, within the US. But it started as like thinking, I want my family to see this. Like, how many years? Oh man. Sorry, I had to pause there because I got a little choked up. But how many years do I still have with my grandparents? So I want them to see like these places too and experience these things too. And my parents, like, I want the people that I love to get to experience travel and creating memories outside of just what we're used to back home. And then I started thinking about, okay, I also love my team. I want them to experience this. And I was like, you know what I love doing is going to a retreat. I love meeting people on these retreats and you end up forming these really awesome bonds. And traveling with a group feels very safe. And it makes it feel like you don't have to figure it all out by yourself. And retreats are nice because it's like you have an itinerary. There's free time built into it, but you kind of know, it's reducing your anxiety. Like traveling by yourself in another country is a lot different than traveling with a group, even if you don't know the group yet personally. So I think that's just where the idea came, is like just understanding how impactful traveling has been to me and just wanting to give that to other people. And how can I design an experience for the lash industry that they not only would get to learn, because that's always great, and that's something that's really pouring back into yourself, really. You're doing yourself a solid by learning, whether you're taking a class, attending a conference, or doing something like this. But also showing people, look what else is out here. Like, look at what else is out here besides just back at home. And yeah, so that's how it was formed. So the different cities, there's four of them. And I think every year I'll change this. I might also have different time of the year too, because I don't know if summer works for everyone. But the ones this year are Paris, London, Rome, and Santorini. And within each one, there's usually like a day trip involved where you're going to a different city in that country besides just that original city. So, so for example, if we're in the London one, you'll also get to see the Cotswolds and Oxford and Stratford. And that's just a way that, you know, getting the most out of that trip, because after you've kind of seen the tours in one city, you might also want to venture out. So I put that in each tour. There's also workshops on business and workshops on artistry. So it's a little bit of helping you with both of those things. And all of the workshops, obviously, but the accommodation, so your hotel and your food, that's all included in the price. And the transfers from the airport and the transfers between all of the tours and stuff, all of that is already arranged for you. So you really just have to book a flight and you're going to be picked up from the airport. And from there, you're safe and taken care of. And then we'll take you back to the airport and you can fly back home or go on more adventures from there. You can join us on the next retreat or you could just do one. I do have some people coming to all four. So there's also some time in between each retreat, like a couple of days, where if you did want to explore, or let's say we visited somewhere and you kind of want to go back to it, or see somewhere completely new, you can do that. And in between one of the retreats, I'm actually going to see Taylor Swift in Italy, and I'm so excited about that. But yeah, I think that this means a lot to me for so many reasons, and I think for the, you know, for the listener that's kind of feeling a little burnt out sometimes or asking themselves what's next, I think this is kind of perfect for you because you'll be around people feeling the same and you'll also be with me and a couple other people that are leading some of the workshops. The price of the retreat is basically the price of a certification course, but it's obviously more days because it's a retreat and it's out of the country. You get so much more with it because you also get, I would like to call it like the in-between time when there's nothing like right in front of you and you just get to see somebody in their element. Like maybe they're not on, they're not actively teaching something, or we're not actively inside of a tour or something. The in-between time is, I think, where those connections happen. So for example, at a conference, the in-between time is when it's after the conference and you're just having a one-on-one conversation with someone, getting to know them a little deeper. I know I mentioned earlier, like how that felt after Summit, connecting with people in the evening. We were all in our sweats, just cross-legged on the couch and on the floor and just really connecting and sharing things. That, I think, is what I feel like is most valuable to me. If that's not what's most valuable to you, and maybe just the education part of it or the tour part of it is most valuable to you, whatever it is, like it's all in there. But I personally think that those friendships and connections that are made in this environment are priceless. So this will be a highlight of my year for sure, alongside Summit, because I love traveling and I love connecting with people. One thing I am very excited about is some of these tours. So the London one, there's like a Harry Potter tour. So you see a lot of the film locations. And then the Paris one, there's an Emily in Paris tour. So if you love that show like I do, you'll get to see a lot of the locations that are in the show. Those seem a lot of fun. And there's similar tours like that for the other ones, but they're just not like branded that way. They're just kind of the biggest things in Rome, most notable things that you would want to see. So the tours are like top of my list, very excited about that. And tours are interesting because you never know, like, are you going to be waiting in a super long line? And like, do you have to be on a bus with like all these random people? So I think it's nice traveling with a group because it's kind of, you're just with your group and you'll be like escorted to the front of the line and go on basically a private tour. So I'm very pumped for just how it's all outlined, and the itinerary also calls for a little bit of free time, so you'll also get to like chill and explore. Because I remember there was one retreat that I went on and it was the longest days ever, and I just felt like I couldn't get a break. And there was one day, I think it was like day 3 or 4, that I just didn't go. I just stayed in my hotel the whole time and ended up feeling incredibly hungry, because in Italy, where we were at least, there was no restaurants of any kind, even the hotel, like open from a certain hour to a certain hour. And that was the time that like I woke up. And so I woke up like so hungry because obviously I missed breakfast. I did like let them know like, hey, I'm not coming, by the way. And so I didn't get to go to like one of the like day trips. So they were like literally in a different city. And I was just in the hotel starving. And then I had to wait until the evening, finally got to eat. And I just needed that day to myself to just chill. There's not like full days of like free time in the Lash Boss retreats, but there is free time so that you don't feel a little like overwhelmed with how much there was. It was almost like I couldn't escape all of the tours and like all of the items on the itinerary. And I'm like, okay, I do not want mine to feel like this. So yeah, I definitely am looking out for everyone in that regard. But yeah, designing these experiences, whether it's Summit or retreats, has just been so rewarding. And I can't wait for you guys to experience it yourself. If you are looking at going to Summit or going to Lash Boss retreats, all of the information should be on the website. But if you ever want to just reach out to me, whether it's about this or anything else, just send me a DM, and I'll see it. Sometimes if it's in like my requests or something, shoot me an email, shelby@lashbossradio.com, or send me a comment. But yeah, I try to get back to everyone like super quickly, and be really thorough in my responses, but I really hope to see you at one of these events. And I just kind of wanted to share my thoughts about all of these things. I hope you guys have been enjoying all of the episodes. I've been putting them out every Tuesday. So if you have any suggestions on guests or topics, you know, I'm all ears. I will be back next week with the next episode on Tuesday. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.